Psalm 119.
My soul clings to the dust. Give me life according to your word. When I told of my ways, you answered me. Teach me your statutes. Make me understand the way of your precepts, and I will meditate on your wondrous works. My soul melts away for sorrow. Strengthen me according to your word. Put false ways far from me, and graciously teach me your law. I have chosen the way of faithfulness. I set your rules before me. I cling to your testimonies, O Lord. Let me not be put to shame. I will run in the way of your commandments when you enlarge my heart.
Today's devotion, revived by God's word. The central theme of Psalm 119 is the law of God. Throughout the psalm, the psalmist uses 8 different Hebrew words to describe God's word. In today's passage, 6 of them appear.
Word, statute, precept, law, rules,
and commandment. The psalmist reveals that he struggles with life, where his soul clings to the dust. Dust is the place of death, grief, humiliation, and suffering. It was a picture of being brought low, weighed down, or spiritually drained. This was the place that the psalmist found himself in. He feels stuck in a pit of despair, unable to lift himself up. Yet even from that low place, he turns to God. Give me life according to your word. Notice that the psalmist did not just ask for comfort, but he asked God to revive him according to his word. And not just life, but to be strengthened with his word. He knows that true life, comfort, and strength come only through God's word. He prays that God's word would teach him, give him understanding, and help him meditate on his wonderful works. Many of us can relate to this. There are times when our souls feel dry and heavy, and when life's troubles press us down into the dust. In those moments, we may seek comfort in distractions or quick fixes, but we also realize that these are short-lived and we spiral down to the dust again. It is only God's word that has the power to revive the soul. God's word brings us back to the living waters of truth and restores our strength to keep walking in faith. In the final verses, the psalmist responds with renewed commitment. He chooses the way of faithfulness, holding fast to God's truth and running in the path of his commandments. He declares his desire to live in obedience and trust that God will enlarge his heart, to give him spiritual strength, wisdom, and love to walk rightly. A revived life, then, is one that is centered on God's word and grounded in obedience. True revival comes when we see our need, cry out to God, and let his word breathe life into our weary souls. May we, like the psalmist, cling not to the dust but to God's promises. May we walk in his way instead of the world, and run in the path of his commandments instead of the wicked. And as we do, may God continually renew, refresh, and realign our hearts to him. Let us pray. Dear Father, when my soul cling to the dust, revive me by your word. Revive my heart with your truth and strengthen me to walk in your ways. Teach me to delight in your commands and to find life in your promises. Enlarge my heart to love you and to obey you. In Jesus' name I pray, Amen.